This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Patrick, our Braves insider. So we get it done tonight. Now, I know if Washington loses, we still get it done, but it's always better with a W, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it will be really interesting to see kind of how this unfolds, because I think the Nationals start their game about 10 minutes before the Braves. So, you know, depending on how the game goes, you know, they could be ending right around the same time. It would be kind of interesting to see if the Nationals were to lose about, you know, 10 minutes before the Braves game were to end, how that will kind of shake out in the stadium with everybody checking their phones. And, of course, the score will be on the scoreboard out there. But, you know, I think the Braves have really set themselves up to, you know, go out and win this one. It's almost like a playoff game. It feels like that to me, just like the general vibe and atmosphere around this game. And the starting lineup just came out, and it's the starting lineup, you know, that we will probably see in the playoffs or close to it. You know, nobody's getting a day off today. Josh Donaldson got one pretty recently here, but today he's back in the lineup. Freddie Freeman, you know, all the big guns are in there. And I'm really interested to see tonight how Mike Foltynewicz deals with this start, because, you know, how many times have we talked about on this show, guys, you know, he's the guy that needs to really kind of calm himself down at times. He even got pulled out of the game early just recently because he was looking red, according to Brian Snicker. He was just too hot. He was literally, his body was overheating. So it'll be interesting to see how he performs in this game where, you know, there's a lot of expectation, a lot of kind of, you know, excitement around it. Can he kind of keep himself on a level head and, you know, and have a good performance tonight? It'll be interesting to watch.
Hey, before I get to Ronald Acuna, was Folty always this flaky, even in the All-Star year? Was he always this kind of goofy as like the typical left-hander?
You know, I think there were signs of it, but he was able to kind of do what he's done since he's come back. You know, he's looked a lot like he did in 2018 as he has since he came back from his Gwinnett stint, where you kind of see him, you know, his glove is kind of shaking around. He gives a lot of kind of gyrations and you know, has all these kind of gestures, but he was able to make it through. But, you know, I think just the combination of that with the uncertainty around his elbow coming out of spring training earlier this season, I think it was just kind of the wrong pieces at the wrong time for him, and it kind of snowballed and created a disaster. But he looks like a different guy since he's come back up from Gwinnett, so I'm excited to see him pitch tonight. And I think that, you know, this is a real barometer for him as it relates to a postseason start. I think if he gets through this one well, I think Brian Snicker really has to take a hard look and say, okay, this guy has got some of the best stuff in our rotation. He needs to be making a postseason start.
It is Joe Patrick, our Braves insider up at SunTrust here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Duke Sabel live here, hanging out at Grindhouse in Athens. Joe, do you subscribe to that theory that now that Acuna's hit 40, like the pressure's off, kind of like Jeter trying to get to 3,000 a couple of years ago, how tight he got, that Ronald's going to be loosey-goosey now?
Yeah, you know, I do subscribe, actually. He just hasn't really looked the same guy in this last month. And I remember we talked to him in the clubhouse. It would have been sometime soon, relatively soon after the All-Star break, when he really started stealing the bases. He started really getting aggressive on the base pass, and somebody asked him at that time whether he was thinking about 30-30. And he said, yes, of course I am. I'm trying to, you know, reach all these milestones. And on the one hand, that's great. I think it's very exciting. It's great for fans to kind of have a player like that who wants to accomplish all these historic figures. But on the other hand, you wonder, can it create a distraction, a diversion for the player in his own mind and not actually allow them to reach their full potential? And I think we've seen that over the last month. Ronald Acuna, he's only hitting 200. He has a 200 batting average. I mean, generally his slugging percentage this year is actually lower than it was last year by about 40 points, which is kind of shocking considering he's hit 40 homers this year. But I think that it has kind of gotten to him, and I hope that now that he's got the home runs out of the way, maybe he'll just start, you know, trying to get some singles so he can get himself on first to steal some bags and get that 40-40, which I think he will do. But, you know, you hope that that just kind of lets him relax a little bit, you know, and just play his game.
Joe, as we look to October, you know, and this is where you get nicknames, this is where legacies are built, who's the guy that you think could spark us and be a difference maker? I'm looking at the way Markakis came back, and I'm not, you know, going to tell you he's going to be on a tear here, but he looks like he hadn't missed a day, you know. And
yeah.
Josh Donaldson is another guy. You know, it's easy to say Freddie, but if you could say, all right, you know what, as we get to October, I think this guy could be a difference maker. Who would you point the finger to?
Yeah, you know, there's a few guys. Like you mentioned, Nick Markakis, he looks fresh and in really good form since he's come back from that injury. Remember last year, he really declined in the second half of the season because he's one of those iron men who wants to kind of play every game. And I think that the last year that just kind of ground him down into a guy who couldn't perform as well. I think this injury has actually given him almost like a beneficial break that has allowed him to come back refreshed. I would point to a couple other guys. Dansby Swanson. I know he's been really struggling as of late at the plate, but he's given you good defensive work. But it's easy to forget what he provided you at the beginning of the season. And if you were able to get that Dansby Swanson back for the postseason, that is a total game changer to have a guy who can hit like that with the opposite field power that he showed earlier this season, kind of down at the bottom of your lineup. And then I'd also say, you know, a guy like Ozzie Albies. Obviously, of course, he gets a lot of publicity, but he is I don't think it is stated enough how good he is when he bats right-handed. I mean, when he bats right-handed, he has an OPS that is up there with some of the top guys in the league. I think his OPS batting right-handed is about 1.1 or somewhere around there. Just incredible. When you're facing a lefty, he's basically giving you MVP quality at bats in that spot. So I think that in the right spots, you know, if they have to face a team like the Nationals, Patrick Corbin or something like that, you know, he can actually really be effective, do a ton of damage against those lefties. So I think it'll be interesting to watch him. And then, of course, you mentioned Josh Donaldson. He brings a whole different character to this team. He really gives this team a little bit of swagger, to borrow a term. You know, he will give the team that confidence in the postseason that I think, honestly, this team kind of lacks because they don't really have the experience in the postseason to this point. They had, you know, a short stint last year, but I think this year is a different ballgame. There's different expectations, and I think that having a guy like Josh Donaldson in the clubhouse really gives a lot of his teammates confidence to kind of, you know, carry that weight.
It is Joe Patrick, guys. As we look at the playoffs right now, Braves insider Joe Patrick joining us here. We're live in Athens at Grindhouse Killer Burgers. NFL Blitz is on the way. The latest on Cam Newton, news just coming down about him. Stay tuned for that. Nats right now, 83-68. The Brewers, 83-70. They're fighting, obviously, for one of those wild card spots. Who do you think ultimately wins out? Because, again, this last week is going to matter for both of those teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a huge week. I mean, I think the Nationals will get in there. I think they're just too strong. They're too good of a ball club. The other one is really a toss-up. It is so close to call between the Brewers and the Cubs. You know, I'm going to go with the Cubs just because the Brewers have lost Yelich, and I'm just going to kind of go with that. Yep. But these teams both have their own worries to deal with. You know, the Cubs have Craig Kimbrell closing for them, which used to be a huge positive, but not this season. He's been really, really poor. And they've got some bullpen issues that they thought they had solved, but they haven't. Both teams are kind of, you know, have kind of the odds stacked against them, but one of them's got to win. I'll pick the Cubs just for the heck of it.
And then Rizzo had that foot injury. He was wearing a walking boot, and he hits a home run last night for the Cubbies. But I was telling Carl, I have not admittedly watched a lot of St. Louis baseball. Wainwright seems like he's got his stuff together. They made moves at the trade deadline, picked up Goldschmidt from the Diamondbacks. I mean, should Braves fans be a little nervous about St. Louis?
Oh, well, that would be a fascinating series to watch, considering the last time these two teams went head-to-head in the playoffs. I think that would be, you know, the fan bases don't really like each other, which is kind of, nobody really likes the Cardinals fan base, I would say. But I would love to see this matchup in the postseason, I got to say. It's just, there's bad blood there. There's a little bit of history there. I would love to see it. They've got
infield
a really
fly rule
lineup.
For those who don't remember. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly. So they've got a really interesting lineup where I think they only have like one true lefty hitter in their lineup. So that would be really interesting to kind of see how they would match up against the Braves. But I would love to see the Cardinals. I think they'd be a really fun postseason opponent. I think there would be a lot of juice in the stadium for that one.
Joe, let's hope they get it done tonight. We'll talk playoffs with you next week. Thanks so much for jumping on and have a great weekend.
Looking forward to it. Let's talk playoffs next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.